Hello, humans, and welcome back to Timeless Teachings. If you are listening to this in the days before Christmas, or somewhere between the end of the year and the beginning of another, I want you to know something first. This episode is not here to lift you up or motivate you. It is not even here to help you finish the year strong or start 2026 on the big peak note. It is actually here just to sit with you. Because for many people, this time of the year carries a grief. And it is a very quiet, very polite grief, and a very lonely one. It doesn't cry loudly, doesn't demand attention. It simply sits in the chest and your heart as a feeling of heaviness, a sense of something or someone missing. And today we are going to make space for that. There is a kind of grief that does not come from loss, but rather from absence. The absence of the love you hoped would finally arrive this year, and it didn't. The family harmony you wished this year would feel different, and it didn't. The relationship that didn't deepen, or maybe the one that fallen apart. The miracle that almost happened, but then didn't. This grief is rarely spoken about because from the outside, nothing is wrong. You are functioning, maybe even high functioning, performing, showing up. You might even be smiling in photos and laughing out loud in parties. But inside there is a whisper. I thought it would be different by now, you say yourself. Holidays have a way of amplifying this whisper. They shine a soft golden light on everything that remains unresolved. And suddenly, you are not just having dinner. You are noticing who isn't there with you at this dinner. What isn't there? Who you are still waiting for? This kind of grief doesn't ask to be fixed. Rather, it asks to be acknowledged, witnessed, sat with. And the hardest part? Most people don't know how to respond to it. So we learn to carry it quietly, silently, suppressing it. But silence doesn't mean it doesn't wait something. It does. And the moment you allow yourself to simply take a deep breath right now, as you're inhaling, exhaling, and simply feeling what you're feeling. And for many of you listening, this wasn't just an emotional year. It was a year where you did the work, you reflected, you grew, you healed all patterns, you showed up differently. And yet, when you look at your life, there is a discomfort you can't fully explain because the results don't match the efforts you invested. This is where grief turns into self-doubt. What did I miss? What did I do wrong? Why am I still here if I have grown and invested so much? But here is something I want to offer you very gently. Some years are not about arrival. They're about ripening, clearing, healing, starting the journey. They're about capacity, discernment, nervous system repair and regulation. Learning to trust yourself without needing proof. Growth does not always look impressive from the outside. Sometimes growth looks like saying no when you used to say yes, leaving when you once felt safe, staying when you used to run, choosing honesty over fantasy. There are not empty yes, there are foundational yes. And foundations are built underground, often quietly, in silence of your own heart. There is another layer here, one we don't talk about enough. Exhaustion. Not the kind that sleep can fix, but the kind that comes from holding yourself together no matter what. From being grateful when you are depleted. Positive when you're overwhelmed, strong when you're actually tired of being strong. This time of year often asks us to perform joy, to experience joy, to feel joy, to wrap exhaustion in lights and light, to decorate burnout with gratitude list and manifestation pages for the next year, to celebrate without asking at what cost. If you feel tired instead of thankful, if the idea of a fresh start feels more draining than inspiring, there is nothing wrong with you. You're responding honestly to a year that asks a lot. And exhaustion is not a sign of failure. It is a sign of care, where you care deeply for your body, your mind, your heart, and your soul. And before we end, I want to leave you with a softer question that the world is asking right now. And the question is not, what are your goals, or what will you change, or what do you want to manifest? But rather, what are you allowed to stop carrying into the new year? What expectations no longer belong to you? What timelines can be loosened? What version of strengths can be retired? You don't need a new plan right now. You simply need permission to breathe. So if this year didn't look the way you hoped, if you are carrying grief that doesn't have a name, if you are tired beneath the celebration, let this be enough for now. You are not behind, you are not broken, you are not failing, you are simply human. And you are allowed to enter the new year gently and gracefully, exactly how you are. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for letting yourself feel without fixing. I will be here with you into the next year. Lots of love.